Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah, comparing A and B is great, but I don't have the robust research these authors have. Can I still use this approach? Of course you can. You just gotta adapt. Here are a couple of my fave ideas. First up, frame your experience. Here's an example. Based on my conversations with execs from 5,000 different industries. That right there can be just as valuable as a numbers-driven methodology. Here's why. It implies a scarce on-the-ground comparisons. Now, many of us do this without thinking about it. What I'm suggesting here is that don't discount what you do for clients. There's some inside information there that you can aggregate that you don't have to give up state secrets that will be useful to others. It's an access thing. Second, create your criteria. You know, there's no law that says that we have to compare and measure and what we can't compare and measure. So from your experience, what are the commonalities? What's the underlying theme? A lot of us use that for our insights, but not for our criteria to measure success, performance, whatever. So my suggestion is to reverse engineer what you see. In other words, if you notice X, what needs to be measured in order to highlight that finding? You know, we thought leaders have many ways to focus our ideas. Compare and contrast is a tool in our toolbox. Let's think about how we could use that more often. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.